The sounds of northern Thai folk music entertain hundreds of villagers gathered at a park on the outskirts of Bangkok to support Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. Thousands of poorer farmers, predominantly from Thailand's poorest provinces in the north and northeast, last week travelled to the city as part of the Caravan of the Poor. They have joined thousands of low-income workers from Bangkok to urge people to vote for Mr. Thaksin in the April 2nd general election. The farmers and Mr. Thaksin supporters from Bangkok are camped at the hastily set-up The Village of the Poor People, or Ban Kun John. Kanta Kanbunjan, an organiser of The Village, says many poor people in the provinces are grateful for the Prime Minister's policies. Kanta from the northeastern province of Buriram says Mr. Thaksin's policies such as low-cost health care and efforts to cut the drug trade have all been welcomed. Mr. Thaksin's Thai Rak Thai, or Thai Love Thai party, built a support base among the country's poor to win elections in 2001. Those voters then gave Mr. Thaksin a landslide victory in 2005, making him the first Prime Minister to be re-elected after serving a full term. Among other initiatives, Mr. Thaksin's government has cut fees at public hospitals to just 75 cents and has made it easier for farmers to borrow money to expand. But Mr. Thaksin now faces a challenge from the country's urban middle class. For several months, his critics have campaigned to have him thrown out of office for abuse of power and corruption. They say his policies have favoured his cronies and that he has tried to crack down on dissent by controlling the media. The campaign has grown in the past few months with daily opposition rallies in Bangkok. Thai Rak Thai responded with a massive rally in Bangkok in early March, gathering more than 100,000 people. And at campaign stops across the country, Mr. Thaksin has reached out to his support base. Rally after rally, Mr. Thaksin has called out to the audience to say if he should carry on as Prime Minister or quit. Invariably, the crowds respond with "soon soon," which means "carry on." Tap Chai Yong, a senior editor and a long-time political commentator for the Nation Media Group, says Mr. Thaksin tapped into poor communities, especially in the rural north, long overlooked by other politicians.
Politicians in the past only paid lip service to helping the poor. The Thai Rak Party knew that this is one area that they can really make an impact. And that's why you see a lot of people from the northeast, which is the poorest region of the country, coming in support of Thaksin.
Chris Baker, an author and business consultant on Thailand, says it is part of the paradox that surrounds Mr. Thaksin, a multimillionaire businessman popular among the poor and working class.
So yes, he does remain still very popular. Why? Because one, he's done a lot of good things for the little people in Thailand. He is seen by a lot of the little people in Thailand as being like their friend. He's a politician who is more real to them than the sort of stuffed characters they've had to deal with in the past. Therefore, they love him and they want him to stay.
But Mr. Baker says the government's control of many of the country's television and radio stations and some publications is troubling. He says that control means many people, especially in rural areas, may not have heard about the allegations of corruption surrounding the administration.
His ability to control the media and use them fundamentally, propaganda arms of the government in the way that totalitarian governments have used them in the past, means that the average person doesn't know what he's been doing.
Polls published Wednesday in Bangkok show 46% of voters want Mr. Thaksin to stay in office, against 32% who want him to resign. While that is an erosion of his strong support in last year's election, the support numbers are enough to give Mr. Thaksin ammunition as he resists calls to quit. The Prime Minister regularly says he will not quit because he has the backing of the 19 million voters who re-elected him last year. At the Village of the Poor People, Noparat, a 58-year-old housewife, is one of those supporters and intends to vote for him again on April 2nd.
เขาบอกว่าเขาอยู่มาจนอายุ60แล้วเขายังไม่เคยเห็นนายก
She says Mr. Thaksin is the first Prime Minister to care about the poor, and she does not want him to step aside. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.